We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Robert.
Congratulations to your team. What a comeback to pick up a 36-35 victory at Villanova as you've gone back and watched the film of that one. Just give me your impressions on how that all happened.
Well, Villanova's a good football team, as we know, and you know, we had probably about a 10-minute stretch that we didn't play Stony Brook football, and they took advantage of a lot of things. They're well coached coming off the bye week, hit us with a couple of plays that got us, and really took a stretch, as I said, and took control of the game. I think from that point, honestly, we regrouped. Fortunately, halftime came about, and we were able to come out and get some early turnovers early in the third quarter and continue to fight. Our defense only gave up 7 points in the second half, and we were able to eventually get the points needed to win.
What you touched on it, you're down 28-10 at the half against the 6-1 football team on the road, certainly a daunting task. What was the message to your guys at halftime?
You know, if you want to have some fun, let's put our head on straight and let's just play football. We didn't make changes. Gave them confidence that what we were doing was right, and just told them to, you know, I'm a big guy that talks about you don't scoreboard win. So at this point, it's hopefully their scoreboard winning, and we're not, and just play the game out. I give a lot of credit to our coaching staff and our senior leadership. Did a real good job of wanting it to be better, and once again, there's always a little bit of luck involved, but you got to work hard and create those opportunities.
I want to talk a little bit about that wild 5-minute stretch at the end, and your team scores twice, and then unable to get the 2-point conversion play. You talked about the leadership of your coaches and your players, but what was the mindset on the sidelines to keep their heads up and say, "Hey, maybe we got another shot to still win this thing"?
Well, you know, when the 2-point play was unsuccessful, it was really interesting in watching the field and the sidelines. You know, the player could have made the play, and he didn't, but our guys ran right up to him, put their arms around him on the field. He ran off the field. I heard a lot of people say, "We're going to get it back, and we're going to win. You've been a big contributor," and I think that was the mindset. And then things fell into place, and, you know, you can't choreograph that. You just, you know, you fight to the end of the game. You fight 4 quarters. I hear the coaches saying it every week. It's college football. It's pro football. It's PAL football. You play to the end, and hopefully something good can happen.
Your quarterback, Tykel Fields, 320 yards, and this is now the second week. He did, obviously, the big play at the end of the Rhode Island game when things didn't look good, and then the big throw he makes to Nick Anderson down the middle of the field to set up that field goal. How poised is he under pressure for a guy who's started, what, 8 or 9 football games in his career at the college level?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's an extremely confident person. You know, he's been put in the situations. I think our staff does a good job of practicing those scenarios. So, you know, he's been in the program for 4 years, so he's had a lot of practice at it in practice. And what I'm really impressed with is his ability to shake off the bad throw and come back to the next throw. But he's got a big time arm. He can get the ball where it needs to be. But a lot of things have to work. And he had the protection. He read the coverage. The coach from the press box made a really good call, and it was executed.
Great pass, but it was also quite a catch by Nick to finish off what it was a huge day for him. 8 catches, 137 yards. Maybe just your view of his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, he made a couple of big plays during that game, and I didn't realize that catch was as difficult as it was. When you look at it in the film, that was not an easy catch. Sort of teased him right after the game, how come you didn't score on it? I thought he stumbled, but if he didn't do what he did, it wouldn't have been good. So, yeah, he's just been he's a 5-year player here. He's a kid that's gotten better and better and better. He's very smart from the shoulders up, and really been happy the way he's continued to progress.
And then Tyson Lawton, your freshman, third straight game over 100, but this week going against a Villanova defense that doesn't even allow 100 yards a game, he gets 121. And then how big was the run that he had that set up that touchdown with about a minute and a half to go?
Yeah, I mean, it was it was good. It was well blocked, but he found the hole, and then he made somebody miss, and he was able to turn it up and get it outside. Good football player who's getting better each and every game. I got to get him some practice time one of these weeks, but he's been healthy enough to play on Saturdays.
As you said, your defense, after a tough first half and giving up some of those big plays, you did hold Villanova to just 7 points and able to get the ball back for the offense. What was the, you said there weren't a lot of adjustments, so what was the biggest change, I guess, in the second half that they were able to slow Villanova down a little bit?
Well, I think some of the turnovers, and we got off the field on third down 3 or 4 times in a row, which allows for confidence. And, honestly, football's a weird game when it goes on. You really just got to play with the emotions. You know, we got the turnover right off the opening kickoff. If that doesn't happen, I'm not so sure this game is the way it's at, but it did happen, and I think the whole team fed off it. We were able to get a field goal. We got an interception in the next series, and next thing you know, it's 28-20, and it's no longer a first half. You don't even worry about it. You're in the second half. It's like it's 8-0, and let's go.
Yeah, you touched on the interception, too. How big was that play by Gregory Young?
Yeah, it was a big-time play. He did exactly what he was coached to do on that play, and they had got us on that same play earlier in the game. And so he was where he was supposed to be, made the play, and once again, players make plays. As coaches, we try to put you in position, but players make plays.
Your team heads back out on the road this week to face a Richmond team that's won 3 straight in the conference. What are some of the challenges that the Spiders present for you?
Well, first of all, very, very, very well coached on both sides of the ball, defensively, statistically, and on film. They defend the run as well as anybody in this conference. They have guys where they're supposed to be, and they play their responsibilities. They appear to be healthy, which is obviously good for them. Offensively, the quarterback's creating opportunities for them. They're throwing the ball very well. They got a couple of big-time receivers there. I think they've played very well, as you articulated, and it's going to be a huge challenge Saturday.
When you have a win like you got on Saturday, obviously it was a big for a number of reasons to get you to 5-3 and a nationally ranked win as you potentially look down the road. How much momentum do you feel like you can get from a victory like that?
Well, I think you got to keep the momentum to yesterday at noon, and then you got to put it in the bank, deposit it, and move forward. And I think we did a good job of that last night. We practiced on Sunday nights, meet and practice on Sunday nights, and went out there with high energy, and I didn't think there was any hangover from a positive side. I mean, you get hangovers when you lose tough games. Sometimes the hangovers when you win is you think you're good. I think we outworked practice last night, which was important, and then that's really what our goal's got to be.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for the time here this morning. Safe travels to Richmond, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.